So I'm going to offer up one more technique. I know that we've been working with a lot of different techniques today. The main one, of course, is skillful intention, and working with metta that we're doing this afternoon is really, again, in support of that. I was reading some passages from the suttas, and the Buddha was saying, there's a lot of techniques. You got to try them all. You got to use them all. You got to try because different ones, different times. So. And it's a good suggestion. It's a good suggestion. We try to use as many different methods as we can. Certain times, certain things work better. And you know how the mind is, it gets in a rut with something. So the last suggestion is to use phrases. A lot of people, how many people have used phrases before? A lot of people, if you learn from Sharon Salzberg and some of the other teachers, they use phrases. Really, it's the same thing. The idea of the phrases is to. You really are asserting your wish to be happy. So instead of saying, "Yeah, I have a wish to be happy," and reminding yourself, you're saying, "May I be happy?" So you're sort of declaring your wish to be happy. So with phrases, there's certain ones. I'll suggest certain ones. May I be happy of heart? May I be safe and protected? May I be healthy and strong? May I live with ease? And one of the good things about phrases is that certain ones might work better on certain days, again, in that spirit. So sometimes, may I have ease of being really is what helps me connect. So it's whatever works, whatever helps you connect. So I'll suggest some, and then you can try some on your own. But again, the idea is similar in terms of the way I would suggest doing it is saying the phrase and then sort of let it resonate in the body. And if you can connect into the felt sense, then doing that and staying with the felt sense. And using the phrase, it's like a scaffolding to help you get to the felt sense. One of the ways that I use phrases is if I'm dull too, just repeating phrases to help me if I'm a little dull. Sometimes I'll do that in the morning. This is more of an aside, but if you're in a situation where that's very fearful, repeating phrases is a way to mollify the fear. It was actually said the way the Buddha came up with the practice of metta, although he never taught phrases. Really, what he taught was what we did the first sitting, just feel the metta in your heart. So, sometimes if people are, getting ready to go in for a surgery or something, just repeating phrases is a really good thing to do in those times when you're feeling a lot of fear. It's an antidote. Okay, so we'll start with ourselves and then we'll go through the different categories. We'll do it for about 10 minutes or so. Then we'll take a little time to talk about the metta. I'll give a talk, short talk, and then we'll just do a closing. Or maybe we'll do a little walking and then I'll do a closing meditation. So, coming to the breath, finding our center. Again, we want to be in the body, so you can use the breath to center yourself in the body, and then see if you can have a felt sense of the full body sitting. Coming into the heart center. If it helps, putting the hand or hands on the heart. Just sometimes it helps us get a felt sense. And then we'll begin with ourselves. Using phrases of metta for ourselves in the service of connecting to our wish to be happy. So, a good phrase to start with might be, "May I be happy of heart." You might want to say the phrase once or twice or three times and then just let it resonate and see if you can connect into a felt sense. And if you connect to the felt sense, then just keep the attention there. May I be happy of heart. Try to say the words with a sense of understanding what they mean, and try to say them earnestly. Another phrase would be, may I be safe and protected. This is an expression of metta. We wish ourselves safety and protection. The long form could be, may I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Saying the phrase, let it resonate. See if you can connect into a felt sense. Another phrase would be, may I be healthy and strong in body and mind. May I be healthy and strong in body and mind. Another phrase would be, may I live with ease. May I live with ease. May I live with ease. And if you like, you can work through the other categories, beginning with a benefactor, thinking of a benefactor, and using some of the phrases in the service of remembering, stating your good wishes for the benefactor. May you be happy of heart. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease. Thinking of a dear friend, and using the phrases to help you connect into the heart. Maybe a certain phrase really resonates more, and maybe you modify the phrases. If you like thinking of a neutral being, again, repeating phrases. If you like, choosing a difficult person, but not somebody who's too difficult. And then all beings, so we can begin with the beings in the room. Be happy of heart. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease. And remembering our goodwill for all living beings, may all living beings be happy of heart. Living beings be safe and protected. May all living beings be healthy and strong. May all living beings live with ease. May they have ease of being.